I'm going to get into a very short exhortation for us today, titled, The Crooked Made Straight by the Word of the Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, as we look at your word, declare it and listen to it. We declare that the entrance of your word brings light, gives understanding to the simple. We ask that that light will shine in our hearts, even today, to give us encouragement and understanding. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Just a short exhortation for us today. Here's what God promised, his ability to make crooked things straight. Now, the Lord can make any part of our lives that's crooked to be straight. Well, what does crooked mean? You know, first of all, well, you know, we know that the shortest distance between any two points is a straight line. You know, so if you're going from point A to point B, the shortest way to get there is a direct straight line as the crow flies. But if you start to meander and go sideways, up and down, and so forth, you know, that's crooked. Take you a whole lot longer than just going in a straight shot. You know, so also sometimes when we are trying to get something done, all kinds of roadblocks or what have you, those may also be looked at or, you know, posed to us as, you know, crookedness instead of our way being straight. Maybe all kinds of challenges on the way. Finances can be crooked. You know, relationships, even our walk with God, emotions, etc. You know, whatever it is that's not going well and it's not going directly forward, you know, I consider those as being crooked. And, you know, sometimes instead of also going down a smooth path, you know, if we encounter roughness and so on, it'll take you longer to get to where you're going. You know, that may also be classified as some type of crookedness, you know, and when things are not straightforward, you know. So here's what the Lord said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 2 and 3. The promise from the word of God to make, and his ability to make things that are crooked straight. Isaiah 45 and 2. I will go before thee. Praise the Lord. That's what he said, point blank. And make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. So we see that even things that are holding us back, you know, God speaks of them in the same sentence where he's talking about making things that are crooked straight. The same conversation. Talks about making things straight. Talks about breaking asunder gates of brass and cutting in pieces bars of iron. Now, gates, you know, can be used to keep something in or keep something out. Bars can also be used the same way. Keep something in or keep something out. And in the cases where these things come against us in forms of barriers and hindrances, well, then that's what we want to speak against today. Praise the Lord. We want to use the word of the Lord. That's why we're calling it the crooked made straight by the word of the Lord. Now, God even promised that when, you know, it looks like there is no way. For instance, if you are in a wilderness journey, and in a real wilderness, you may not even know the way. But God, you know, he has a way to bring us through that as well. Isaiah 42 and verse 16. you know, he says, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. So it's the second time God's talking about making things that are crooked straight. And it looks like, you know, God doesn't like things to be crooked. Neither does he like things to be chaotic. We see in the beginning that when the earth was chaotic and darkness was upon the face of the deep, God didn't like it. You know, it was void and chaotic, and he brought order out of that chaos, commanded light to shine out of the darkness. Now we see that God has the ability to remove confusion from our lives, you know, and make your light to shine more and more unto the perfect day. There's a scripture for that in the book of Proverbs. It talks about, you know, the path, you know, of the righteous. It's as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. That's Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. In other words, it starts out with a little light. The closer you get to the Lord, it's shining better and better, because brighter and brighter, because the Lord is the source of all light. He is the very light himself. The closer you get to him, you know, the clearer your light, you know, your path ahead of you will be. Praise the Lord. In the book, you know, in the book of Genesis, we've seen how that, you know, God, he saw the darkness, didn't like it, called the light to shine out of it, and we know what happened after that. Here's a few more promises for us. Now, light out of darkness relates to God giving us purpose, God giving us direction, God giving us calmness. Praise the Lord. The prophetic word tells us a new anointing is coming for the bride elect to give us calm and rest in this time of crisis. And things that are crooked, God has the ability to make them straight. He says in the book of Isaiah 43 and verse 19. Isaiah, you know, somehow has a lot of things to say about, I mean, encouraging words for when we are going through stuff. He always has something to say about it. Isaiah 43 verses 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider even the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, and shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, these are usually things that are very rare or even uncommon to find a way in the wilderness. It's just a wilderness. Who's going to go build a way there? And you may not, even if you have a compass, it may be difficult to find your way around. But God said, I'll make a way in the wilderness. Rivers. People don't find rivers in the desert. But God said, I can make rivers even in the desert. Hallelujah. You know, I'll give waters in the wilderness, rivers in the desert to give drink to my people and my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise as the Lord glorifies himself in our lives. Praise the Lord. The God has the capacity through his word to bring change to any situation. And so just a quick word of encouragement for us today. We see the experience that Ezekiel had in Ezekiel chapter 37. You know, God, in this case, was bringing back even things that are dead, wasted for a long time. you know, and God has the ability through the spoken word to bring those things back to life. Now, there may be certain things that are dead or dormant or whatever in our lives. And through the word of God, there is the ability that God gives to bring life back to that thing. So here's a popular text. You just read a portion of it for us today. Ezekiel chapter 37. And the Lord said, showed him to this place where there was a valley and a lot of dry bones, dead bones and everything. And the Lord asked him a question. He said, "Son of man, can these bones live?" That was the question. And I answered, "O Lord God, thou knowest." Well, that's a smart answer. Again, the Lord answered to me, well, the Lord's going to show him how these bones are going to live, but it's going to be by the word of God. The prophetic word carries the power to create change, to give life to things that are dead, to cause things that are crooked to be straightened out, to cause things that are rough to be smoothened out, to cause rivers to spring forth in the desert, to cause a new way to open up in the wilderness. The word of God carries the capacity for these things. So the Lord said to the man, he said, "Prophesy upon these bones and say unto them," now the Lord's going to tell him exactly what to say, "O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." Now it's the word of the Lord. That's it. The ability to make crooked places straight comes from the word of God. See, by the power of God's word to make the crooked places straight. Now, hear the word of the Lord. "Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord." So the man, he said, "I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, while the word was still in his mouth, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking, and the bones started to come together, bone to his bone," so forth like that. Now, the bones that came from one person did not attach themselves to the bones from another. So it was bone to his bone. They found their way together again where they belonged. And there was a quaking, a shaking, and all of that. And I behold, and lo, the sinews and the flesh began to come upon them, cover them with skin. But there was no breath. See? Now, it's like, well, you know, now they seem to have been restored from the state of being skeletal, like skeletons and dry bones. They now have come together, the bones did, and they're covered with flesh. They look like they had something going, but still no flesh. Still no breath in them. Now, so the Lord told him, well, prophesy again, but this time not upon the bones. You already did that. This time prophesy unto the wind. See? You spoke over the bones, but now you call in the cavalry. That's the way they say it in the United States. You bring in the cavalry, the big guns. So God's got, you know, emissaries. He's got his own powers. He's got his own alarders and patrollers. He's got his own, you know, mighty angels, forces in the wings and in the winds and so forth. He said, well, you know, you've done your part. Now call these four. Let them breathe upon these dry bones. Say, prophesy, you know, unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, to the wind and say, thus saith the Lord God, come forth from the four winds, O breath. and breathe upon these slain that they may live. You know, it's amazing how God gave him not only commandment, but understanding here of what to do. You know, sometimes, you know, the way that God brings restoration and recovery, you know, it hinges a lot on following God's direction. Way he gives it, he gives the commandments, he gives the strategy. If we don't follow it exactly, it may not work. But this man, he followed. I prophesied as I was commanded, did it. While he was prophesying, something started happening. When that first phase finished, God told him something else to do as well. So we see that God can bring recovery in stages. Hallelujah. You know, he can smoothen out the rough places even in stages. He can bring calmness out of chaos even in stages. And when he finally prophesied unto the winds and it came upon, you know, all the flesh that came together and so forth, they stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. You know, so the Lord told him, look, all these bones that the whole house of Israel, because they say our bones are dried and our hope is lost and we are cut off from the Lord. There may be people that feel like that today. Hopefully not anyone that's a frequent member of this room. Hopefully the word of God that you hear every day is giving you hope, and that a child of God should never feel hopeless. There's always hope. Hallelujah. You know, so, you know, there's always hope for us because the Lord always has a good word in place for us. But, you know, sometimes people feel hopeless. They say, well, my cause is lost. You know, I've been praying about this thing for a long time. I don't know. You know, maybe it's my cross to carry and maybe God's not going to answer me of this thing. You know, that's another way that devil cheats people out of things. He say, well, you know, Paul, he prayed about this thing 3 times and the Lord told him, leave it alone. You know, just leave it alone. My grace is sufficient for you. So, you know, the devil whispers to people, well, maybe God's not going to do it for you. So just leave it alone. Carry your cross. The devil, he can be a religious spirit too at times, you know. Use the word of God to try to confuse people. Well, you know, the way that I look at things is the scripture says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, you believe. That's right. You do the believing and you leave the doing of it or the bringing it to pass up to the Lord. Yeah. Worry about, you know, whether it happens immediately or not. God has the capacity and the ability to bring those crooked places, make them straight. Rather than saying our bones are dried and our hope is lost and we are cut off from our parts, well, you know, turn your eyes unto the Lord. So the Lord told him, well, you done prophesying unto the bones and to the wind. Now prophesy unto the people. Glory to God. You know, and say to them, oh, my people, I will open your graves. In other words, your captivity. And I'll cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I shall have opened your graves. You know, and then the Lord told them, you know, when the Lord is going to spring forward now and tell it to them as if it's already happened. First he told them, I'm going to do it. And then he's going to tell them as if he already did it. But that's the way he walks. He said to him, say to them again, oh, my people, you know, brought you out. See, he said, I have opened your graves, oh, my people, and I have brought you out of your graves. You're going to know it at that time. That I'm the Lord your God when I shall have done that. And so, and I'll put my spirit in you, and you shall leave, and I shall place you in your own land, and so forth. Now, you know, there's a lot that God would want us to have, but sometimes circumstances or whatever cheated out of it, and you're not in the right place. You know, when God wants to bless us, we got to be in the right place to receive it. God said, I will bring you into your own place. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord told him many things. And as he prophesied it, the Lord began to show him things happening. Even your children, hallelujah, their lives may be not so straight right now, maybe crooked, maybe things like that. The Lord has the ability to bring them back into their own place. You know, the book of Jeremiah talks to us about that. He said, well, you know, I will straighten up even your children. Praise the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping. Isaiah 31 and 16. Refrain your eyes from weeping and wipe your eyes. Wipe the tears from your eyes. For thy work, the labor that you have labored in prayers and in instructing all these your children, you have tried to train them in the way of the Lord like the scriptures commanded. All of that will be rewarded, saith the Lord. Shall be rewarded, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end. There's always hope. For the children of God, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again into their own border. You know, there's always hope. Even the Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 14 and verse 7, that there is hope even of a tree, that even when it is cut down, well, you know, all it needs is a little scent of water, and it can sprout again. If a tree can do that, well, the word of the Lord can most certainly bring life back to any situation. For there is hope of a tree, Job 14 and 7, that even though it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. And though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. Well, I pray that these words today may be like a scent of water that will cause a springing forth of new life for you in that situation that appears to be dried up. Praise the Lord. And those crooked places that the Lord will bring straightening, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. You know, the word of God is what does it. Praise the Lord. Listen to this in Isaiah, you know, chapter 40, verses 4 and 5. Mountains, valleys, and different things. You know, sometimes mountains, you know, are there as obstacles, you know, and whatever they are, see. The Lord said, every valley shall be exalted. You know, yeah, down the low, God will bring it up. Mountains and hills that are, you know, like hindrances in front of you shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight. Now, that's the third time that we are reading about God making things straight that are crooked. And the rough places shall be made plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh see together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Praise the Lord. You know, God can exalt your valleys. That's when you are low. Can bring down the mountains and things that are in your way. It can make smooth the rough places. Well, he can cut asunder the gates of brass, break in pieces the bars of iron. He does all of these for his own glory. I will restore, saith the Lord. Joel 2 and 25. But we need to cry out to the Lord. You know, it's always a good thing when things are not going right. You must use your faith, but cry out also to the Lord. You know, if you don't cry out to the Lord and you just sit down there and bemoan your situation, well, you know, you may be in that situation a long time. The story of the children of Israel tells us that when God spoke to Moses on Mount Horeb, he said it this way, I have seen the affliction, you know, and now I have heard their cry. You know, so it seemed to me as if, well, there was a time that they were being afflicted for a long time. They didn't really cry out to the Lord. They were just being afflicted. Maybe they were trying to deal with it or even discouraged. You know, but when they began to cry out to the Lord, it made a difference. Let's read it. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. Right? You saw it the whole time. I mean, nothing escapes the Lord. Well, why didn't he do something about it right away? Well, could be many reasons. For one thing, the Lord already foresaw that all of that would take as long as it would. But why? Maybe the people were not crying out to the Lord, you know, and they were just there, you know, suffering in silence or whatever, not crying out to the Lord. Because the Bible said, I have seen their affliction. So that, you know, God saw it. But then when he heard their cry, he said, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. And I know their sorrows. You know, so when we are going through, don't just be going through, you know, well, be going through and using your faith and the word of the Lord and so forth for encouragement, but cry unto the Lord as well, you know, because, you know, when your cry enters into his ears, especially a cry of faith, when you use his word to tell him certain things back to his ears, you know, he's able to change that situation. In the book of Psalms, you know, the psalmist, he says it this way, you know, that when you go out bearing a precious seed, a precious seed could be the word of God, could be faith, it could be, you know, you're trusting the Lord for his mercy. Well, you know, he said it, said you will, you know, doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing in your sheaves. So here's the way I read it. Psalm 126, verse 4 to the end. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. We're talking about, you know, breaking the gates of brass, cutting asunder the bars of iron, making smooth the crooked places, you know, or straightening out the crooked places, making smooth the rough places, and so on. You know, and they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Now, those are tears that cry unto the Lord. That's right. When you cry unto the Lord with faith and trusting in his mercy, he will come through for you. You cry unto the Lord, he said, your tears of faith will bring a harvesting of joy. Glory to God. You know, so you cry out to the Lord when you are in distress. The psalmist said, I was in distress. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord. And the Lord heard me out of his holy hill. And, you know, the Lord thundered from heaven also. He sent and took me. Hallelujah. So, and you cry out unto the Lord will respond. Let me summarize what we have said today. Again, I said it would be a short exhortation. We're talking about the ability that is carried in the Word of God to bring change to any situation. Positive change when needed. Where things are crooked, God can make that straight. I started out by talking about a straight line being the shortest distance between any two points, you know, and when you start to meander or go side to side or whatever all over the place, it'll take you much longer to get from point A to point B. versus if you went in a straight line. So we see that anything that tries to make your path crooked rather than being straight is delay. A delaying tactics. You know, you go winding road, you take much longer than just go straight to where you're going as the crow flies. So these are delaying tactics and different things in our lives, crooked places, you know, they need to be made straight. All the delaying tactics that devil has put up roadblocks, put up mountains and hills to, you know, to discourage you and so forth. What you going to do? What is your answer of faith? Praise the Lord. Well, one man said, you know, that's how Isaiah said it, because he trusted in the Lord and because the Lord already told him that he was going to help him. And this was his response when he faced situations. He said, "For the Lord God will help me." What's your response when you are facing things that are crooked? There could be a lot of crooked things in our lives sometimes. I talked about finances when I started this room. I talked about, you know, relationships. You know, I talked about emotions and even health. All kinds of things can be crooked. Instead of them going smoothly, they can be crooked. Instead of going, you know, especially your path, instead of going forward, you may be going all over the place. You know, those are delaying tactics. "The Lord God will help me," Isaiah said. "Therefore, I know," I mean, he said, "I shall not be confounded." I'm not going to be confused. You know, I'm not going to stumble around the dark, groping my way as if I don't know where I'm going. You know, "I will set my face like a flint," you know, "and I know that I shall not be ashamed." You can put a flint also to, you know, keep the, at a harness and keep the, you know, those animals go looking straight ahead and not turn this way or that way. "Set my face like a flint." Or you can say it means I put my game face on. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm not, you know, beat the air, you know, dance around the bush. I'm going straight forward. Praise the Lord. And this same Isaiah, like I said, he always has some good word of encouragement. And here's the instruction he also gives here in Isaiah 62 and verse 10. He wants you to go straight forward, not crooked all over the place. He said, go through the gates and prepare ye the way of the Lord. And cast up a highway and gather out the stones and lift up a standard. You know, get all the things out of the way that are causing a stumbling block to my people, saith the Lord, that they may go straight ahead. Hallelujah. You know, God wants us to go straight ahead. Forge ahead in the name of the Lord. The power is in God's word to bring change to situations that are crooked, make them straight, to cause places that are rough to be made smooth. The power in God's word is there to make things, you know, that are jammed us in or hedged in. Gates. I talked about gates. Gates can be anything, you know, can be used for different things, you know. Keep something out or keep something in. You know, devil can use gates to keep you out of getting to where you need to go. Keep you gated in, you know. So the Lord said, "I'll break those gates." Glory to God. Bars. You know, we talk about that. Society talks about people behind bars. You know, that's like they're in prison. It's a terminology that's used for that. You know, so it's like, you know, those who are in prison, Jesus says, "Spirit of the Lord is upon me to set them free." And the devil puts those bars in your life, you know, prevent you from, you know, achieving your potential in the Lord. You know, by all the lies he tells that you can't do that. You know, surely, you know, God is not going to do that for you at this time. It is your cross. Just bear it. You know, those are lies. Praise God. There is nothing. In fact, if you know how to believe God, you know, one woman, Jesus said, "I can't give you that. It's not your turn yet." But she said, "Well, my turn or not, even when the children eat the bread, I can get the crumbs." You know, so look. God loves faith. especially faith that will not be denied, you know, faith that will not take no for an answer, you know, just latch on to the Lord and won't let go. Ruth said, I'm not going to let go. Where you go, that's where I will go. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. You can latch on to the Lord, you know, just like Jacob one night. He latched on to the angel of the Lord. And he said, nobody is going anywhere today unless you leave me a blessing. And, well, what is your response when you are believing God for something? I say unto you today by the word of the Lord, that crooked things shall be made straight. The rough places shall be made a plain. Mountains and hills shall be brought low, and your low points shall be raised up as well, that you may see the glory of the Lord and his deliverance, even in your life, that he might be glorified. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your people. And the brief words of exhortation today, cause the heads of your people, Lord, to be lifted up, to believe God, to bestir themselves in the faith and the word of encouragement that we hear from day to day to strengthen us, that I shall not say my hope is lost, you know, and, you know, there is nothing going on for me, but that the people will say, our God shall come with salvation. Change my story. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord, that that will be the response that everyone will have when they have situations that seem overwhelming, that seem like never ending. You know, can't seem to get out of it. The Lord said, I'll bring you out of it. Praise the Lord. All the crookedness, I'll make it straight. Glory to God. Wherefore, he said, prophesy upon the dryness. Let there be life. Prophesy upon the crooked things. Let there be straightened out. So I prophesy in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lives that are in here listening today or later on, you know, wherever they are listening, it is today for them. That Lord, you know, anything that is crooked in their lives, the power of the Lord through his word begin to bring a straightening, a shaking, said. Ezekiel said, I heard a shaking and bone begin to come to his bone. And all the dryness replaced, flesh began to come. And then the Lord said, prophesy unto the wind, calling the cavalry. Huh? Glory to God. I call in God's cavalry in the name of Jesus, a power of God in the winds. Glory to God. The ordinances of heaven, let it blow upon your people. Thank you, Jesus. Blow life into situations that were dead. Bring them back alive again. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. That your people may rejoice in thee. Hallelujah. A time of refreshing is here from the Lord. And we will not sit back and let the devil put hand. The Lord said in Isaiah 62 and verse 8, I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies. Enough already. Praise the Lord. For you that have labored for it and you that have gathered it together, you shall eat it and you shall drink it in the courts of my holiness, saith the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That which you have labored for, that which you have worked hard for, the blessing of it is coming your way. Hallelujah. As it is written, that a man may do good and enjoy the good of all his labor. It's the gift of God. It's coming soon. A time of refreshing for you. Enjoy all that you have labored for in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. And everything that we are believing God for that has hitherto been delayed, we command a hastening by the word of the Lord. The word of God upon the dry bones. The word of God unto the winds. Hallelujah. Working together, bringing life back upon those dead situations. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.